From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Luis Hernandez. Tri-Rail's new Miami International Airport station is just the latest addition to the growing transportation hub called Miami Intermodal Center. But the new station was off to a rocky launch last week. As Julia Duber reports, some passengers who expected a short trip to the airport experienced delays.
Tri-Rail's new stop in Miami eliminates the need to travel by shuttle from the Hialeah station to get to Miami International Airport. But delays last week had passengers waiting up to an hour for the train. Bonnie Arnold is spokesperson for the South Florida Regional Transportation Authority, which runs Tri-Rail.
There were some signal problems. There were some communications issues between the dispatcher and the operations center.
Arnold says those issues were due to the railroad taking over operations of track maintenance and dispatch. But Arnold adds she hasn't heard any more complaints about the trains being late. I'm Julia Duba in Miami.
As cigarette smoking has gone down among Florida teens, their use of electronic cigarettes has gone up. A study by the University of Florida shows 12% of Florida high school students reported trying e-cigarettes in 2013. That's up from 8% the previous year. Companies market these products as a way to quit smoking, but the study lead investigator, Dr. Tracy Barnett, says teens who use e-cigarettes are more likely to use tobacco products like hookah.
That kind of takes us away from this idea that it's a cessation device or a way to get them off cigarettes, because if they're using other products, then that's not necessarily a true statement.
Last year, Florida banned the sale of e-cigarettes to minors. Barnett says it's too soon to know whether the law has had any impact on teen use. And Goran Dragic scored 28 points to help the Miami Heat keep their playoff hopes alive. Miami topped Charlotte Hornets at the American Airlines Arena 105-100 last night. That keeps Miami a half game behind the Boston Celtics for the final playoff spot in the East. The Heat will host Chicago on Thursday. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.